It is time for worship and wellness, friends. The best way to start your day. Stay happy and healthy today's in. It's called the Refreshing Way. Start your day the Refreshing Way. There's quiz time with questions and testimonies. Always a time for prayer. It's your worship and wellness broadcast. Start your day, in your day, the Refreshing.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to worship on this Sunday morning. This should be the 15th, if I'm not mistaken. Yes, this is the 15th. So I'd like to remind you all who have a hydrogen generator that it's time for you to change out and rinse it out. You know what that means. And for those of you who don't, we actually have a generator that helps relieve inflammation. It does a lot. There's studies that show its immune-building properties, and we use it for a lot of things relating to pestilences today. All right, that being said, it's time now for us to have our opening prayer. My wife, Andrea Dove, will take us to the throne of grace.
Let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you for this time to come together, to be able to open up your word. We ask that you would please grant us fresh manna from heaven as you anoint the words of our pastor and fill him with your spirit. And bless us this morning as we grow in grace and wisdom. For this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Our opening song is It's About Time for the Coming of Christ.
It's about time for the coming of Christ, your King. It's about time, O Christian. It's about time. It's about time.
It's about time for the coming of Christ.
Amen. We're talking about the breastplate of the high priest for worship today, the breastplate of the high priest. Let's pray. Dear Father in heaven, as we talk about the high priest, our great high priest, Jesus Christ, we're going to learn some beautiful lessons today. And I pray that we will keep you close to our heart, for you truly keep us close to your heart. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, my friends. The Bible says in verse 15 of Exodus 28, "And thou shalt make the breastplate of judgment with cunning work, after the work of the ephod thou shalt make of it, of gold, of blue, and of purple, and of scarlet, and of fine twined linen shalt thou make of it." Now we learned that gold is faith and love. We learned that blue is obedience to God's commandments. We learned that purple is royalty, but it is a combination of blue and scarlet. Scarlet being the color similar to blood is a symbol of the self-sacrificing love of Jesus. And so when you have the self-sacrificing love of Jesus with obedience to God's commandments, that's royalty. And a fine twined linen, which we learn in the book of Revelation, is the righteousness of saints. Okay, so all of that was used in the breastplate. Four square shall it be being doubled. A span shall be the length thereof, and a span shall be the breadth thereof. And thou shalt set in it settings of stones, even four rows of stones. The first row shall be a sardis, a topaz, and a carbuncle. This shall be the first row. The second row shall be an emerald, a sapphire, and a diamond. The third row, a ligure, and agate, and an amethyst. And the fourth row, a beryl, and an onyx, and a jasper. They shall be set in gold in their enclosing. And the stones shall be with the names of the children of Israel, 12 according to their names, like the engravings of a signet, every one with his name. They shall be according to the 12 tribes. And thou shalt make upon the breastplate chains at the ends of wreathen work of pure gold. And thou shalt make upon the breastplate two rings of gold, and thou shalt put the two rings on the two ends of the breastplate. And thou shalt put the two wreathen chains of gold in the two rings which are on the ends of the breastplate. And the other two ends of the two wreathen chains thou shalt fasten in the two ouches and put them in the shoulder pieces of the ephod before it. And thou shalt make two rings of gold, and thou shalt put them in the two ends of the breastplate in the border thereof, which is in the side of the ephod inward. And the two other rings of gold thou shalt make, and shalt put them on the two sides of the ephod underneath, for the forepart thereof, over against the other coupling thereof, above the curious girdle of the ephod. And they shall bind the breastplate by the rings thereof unto the rings of the ephod with a lace of blue, that it may be above the curious girdle of the ephod, and that the breastplate be not loosed from the ephod. And Aaron shall bear the names of the children of Israel in the breastplate of judgment upon his heart, when he goeth in unto the holy place for a memorial before the Lord continually. And thou shalt put in the breastplate of judgment the Urim and the Thummim, and they shall be upon Aaron's heart when he goeth in before the Lord. And Aaron shall bear the judgment of the children of Israel upon his heart before the Lord continually. Aaron is the high priest that represents Jesus Christ, our high priest, and every one of the tribes was on that breastplate. That breastplate was on the heart of Aaron, and therefore it lets us know that Jesus is bearing us in his heart. Jesus is wearing that breastplate with the names of his people. See, every one of us will fit, and there are gates that we go through, and they are the gates of the 12 apostles, the 12 patriarchs. I'm not sure. I have to go back to the book of Revelation and see whether it was the apostles or the patriarchs. that have the names of the gates. I'll check that out in the intermission. But the bottom line, friends, is that we all have different personalities and different traits, and they can be grouped. All of us, totality, would fit within one of those 12. Some of us are more like Peter or the equivalent in Jacob's sons. And some of us are more like John or the equivalent in Jacob's sons, okay? And so we have that important feature. So, but we're on the heart of Christ. He's carrying us on his heart. Now, the Urim and the Thummim was used for judgment. I'd like to read something to you about the Urim and the Thummim. It says, at the right and left of the breastplate were two large stones of great brilliancy. These were known as the Urim and Thummim. By them, the will of God was made known through the high priest. When questions were brought for decisions before the Lord, a halo of light encircling the precious stones at the right was a token of the divine consent or approval, while a cloud shadowing the stone at the left was an evidence of denial or disapprobation. Friends, don't you want to know when God says no? I want to know when God says no, because when God says no, it's keeping me from a big mess. And I want to know when God says yes, because it might not look like a yes to me. It might look foreboding, but God is in it. He's telling me to move forward. So we're close to the heart of God. He loves us. And the detail that I read to you, not that we could all understand it. We tried to visualize it as it was being read, but that shows the detail. God said, put this way, tie this way, do this over here, you know, put so many on these rows. You know, that shows you that God is very intricate, and you're on his heart, and he has the details of your life worked out. That is an important concept, my brothers and sisters, that you need to understand. And so I'm here to tell you that God wants to remind you that you're on his heart, that he will approve and disapprove, and he will do it with intricacy and guide you. But you're on the heart of Christ. He wants you to be saved. He has done everything and will continue to do everything he can do to help you be saved. If you're not saved, it's because you've rejected the massive, great, massive love of God. It is a love that is amazing. You know, we can't really understand the love of God, my friends, but it is a wonderful love. Let's see. Oh, love that will not let me go, I rest my weary soul in thee. I give thee back the life I owe, that in thine ocean depth its flow may richer, fuller be. O light that followest all my way, I yield my flickering torch to thee. My heart restores its borrowed ray, that in thine sunshine's blazed day may brighter, fairer be. O joy that seeketh me through pain, I cannot close my heart to thee. I trace the rainbow through the rain, and feel the promise is not vain, that morn shall healeth be. O cross that liftest up my head, I dare not ask to fly from thee. I lay in dust life's glory dead, and from the ground there blossoms red life that shall endless be. Oh, the great, great love of Jesus, my friends. He loves you. Let's pray about it right now. Father, we want to say thank you for the love you have for us, the fact that we are in and on your heart. We thank you, Lord, for giving us approval and disapproval if we ask. For you said, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. And as we see the detail upon which you made the breastplate, we don't have to worry about what to do today. We just need to pray and seek you as to what we should do today. We ask for your help, Lord. We need you to bless us. We need you to guide us. We need you to provide. We need you to bring resources. We need you to bring help. And so we just ask that it will be from heaven and that we will seek your face and that you will guide us and lead us and do your perfect will. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, my friends, God will lead. God will guide as we see with the Urim and Thummim. Okay, it's time now for us to transition to the wellness segment of the broadcast. We do so with the Torso song. That is entitled Escape to Torso, and it's about an 8-minute song, so we have a little intermission before we talk about hypertension.
There's a one-of-a-kind place where healing is the feeling, north of the Mason-Dixon line. You might enter with diabetes and have it reversed by fasting and feasting on good food from the earth. In the state of Pennsylvania, there is help for your heart. Reverse hypertension with a brand new start. Need an answer to cancer? It may shock you to know God's healing plants are his natural chemo. Escape to the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might be feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, you must come and see. Your abnormalities may be autoimmune. Butter, meat, eggs, and cheese line your greasy spoon. Get new freedom if you're bound to diseases the whole nine. Learn to eat from the ground north of the Mason-Dixon. Are you stressed and depressed? Your life can be saved. You can feel refreshed. Now you need to be pampered and you need to find rest. So stop being hampered. This is life at its best. Escape to Torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might be feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, battle of the bulge will be your tattletale. When you look at the floor, on our door, we will show you how to eat. Are you frying your brain with caffeine and pop? You can break every chain, your addiction can stop. Smoking and drinking will give you a stroke. We will light up your life so you don't have to smoke. Escape to Torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might be feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, you must come and see. No disease at this time, but there's strife in your life. Ill treatment is a crime between husband and wife. If you need some advice, we will show you how. You can get married twice by renewing your vow.
If thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, for I am the Lord that healeth thee.
This song that you hear is better than new birth, because year after year, more ashes to ashes, more earth to Solomon said, why die before your time? If you think with your head, you're still in your prime. Escape to Torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might leave feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, you must come and see. Yes, you must come and see. And if you want to know, you must come and see. Come and see.
All right, my friends, we're talking about hypertension now, and hypertension is where the blood pressure is elevated. It's measured with two basic readings. One is called the systolic blood pressure. One is the diastolic blood pressure. And when your heart is beating, that means it's contracting. That is the systolic. It's always higher than the diastolic, which is your pressure on the arteries when the heart is resting. And 120 over 80 basically is the mean, the average blood pressure. It used to be where the top number can be plus or minus 20 and it be within the range. Right now, they want that to now be plus or minus 10. It used to be plus or minus 20. I think so many people were dying of heart disease that they changed it. The bottom number has always been plus or minus 10. So basically, if you're 130, meaning over 90, you're on the high side of normal. Okay, 110 over 70 would be the low side of normal. That's the concept. Friends, if you just change your diet, get off of animal products, processed foods, eat a whole food, plant-based diet, two meals a day, drinking plenty of water in between, getting daily exercise, making sure you're in bed and living a clean life, a life where you're following Christ and you're not involved in practicing sin, because that increases your stress level and you don't take on too much. Sometimes we take on too much, we try to do too much, and as a result of that, we tend to be stressed. So if we can manage our stress with God's plan, eat a whole food plant-based diet, you know, as I said, follow the live free, as I alluded, follow the live free lifestyle, love God, include temperance, so no smoking, drinking, drugs, doing all things in moderation. From a standpoint, oh, let me finish the live free lifestyle. Include temperance, that with vital water. Your weight divided by 2 in ounces is what you should consume. Drink that in between meals, not with the meal. The E in live is eat healthy. That's the plant-based diet we talked about. The free represents, the word free represents fresh air, rest, exercise, and enjoying sunlight. Okay, so just live free from hypertension. We have a hypertension herbal extract. It is on our website. Just go to torso.org, T-O-R-S-O-E, torso.org, and you will see that there on the website. And it's spelled hyper, the number 10, and then S-H-U-N. Okay, hyper, the number 10, S-H-U-N. So if you just go to our website and type in hyper, H-Y-P-E-R, in the search box, you'll see it. Just click on the one that says hypertension herbal extract, the actual extract. There's some, when you do that, it's just going to show you every file we have, so there might be files of the picture, but you want to pick the one that says herbal extract, and you'll see the picture or some of the text, and you click that, and you'll be able to purchase the hypertension herbal extract. So that's how we overcome hypertension. It's not hard to overcome. It can be overcome. We don't recommend you do things that are clogging your vessels, including taking what most people take for pestilences, that most people are taking for pestilences, that has been known to add a lot of extra cholesterol and plaque and other substances of the like in your blood vessels, raising your blood pressure. There's been a lot of people dying suddenly as a result of that practice. And we don't want you to be one of them, okay? God bless you. And on this platform, we just, you know, use certain words in order to be in compliance. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, we simply want to encourage you to follow God's plan. We have on Facebook, I'm not sure where my brother is, but I know he has roots in Colombia, South America, so we have Colombia, South America. I don't know if he's in the States or not. And we also have our dear sister from the Netherlands, I believe, if I've said that right. So thank you all for joining us. And on the call, we have representation from South Carolina, from Georgia, from Ohio, and from Maryland, and we are servants here in Pennsylvania. So we just want to thank you all for joining us. And if anyone has any question, comment, we do have a good morning from our sister Deborah from the Netherlands, and so we welcome her to the call, and thank you for speaking to us and encouraging us and greeting us. If there is anyone, please feel free to press *6 at this time. We'll be happy to engage with you. And we have actually about 30 minutes, less than 30 minutes, actually, just shy of 30 minutes on the call. So is there anyone that would like to share anything? All right, well, we'll end early. Remember, those of you who have the hydrogen generator, to go ahead and rinse that out today if you've been using it regularly every night. Okay, you don't have to rinse it if you have not been, but you'll have to kind of gauge. But you need to rinse it if you've been using it every night for 8 hours. Okay? God bless you. We'll turn it over to my wife, Andrea Bell, to close us out at this time.
Let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you for this time of worship. And now as we go about our day, we ask that you help us, Lord, to remember to take time to pause and to give you praise and glory and honor, thanking you for all that you do for us. Help us, Lord, to be guided by your Spirit, to draw closer to you, to search out these scriptures for ourselves, and to be able to gain wisdom, knowledge, and understanding as we draw close to you. We ask that you will bless everyone in a special way and help us to be healed spiritually, mentally, and physically. And we pray that you will help us with our finances for those that are in need, that you will supply everything, Lord, as you have promised to do, and to help us to advance forward in co-laboring with you in your harvest. For it is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. But he shall receive 100-fold now in this time, houses and brethren and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecution, and in the world to come, eternal life.
Therefore, if we do our part in faith, God would open ways before us now, undreamed of. God bless you.
Closing song, I will trust in the Lord.
I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord till I die. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord till I die. I will worship the Lord. I will worship the Lord. I will worship.